Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin property taxpayers. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, August 6th, 2025. I'm glad you're here, except thinking there might be a fair amount of people getting some last vacation-ish time away in, because the clock is ticking. We're here in Wisconsin. Actually, I bring that up because I saw something about Southern schools that were starting classes this week, and actually one that started Friday of last week. It kind of is giving me heartburn. I'm definitely not ready for that. Summer, like I said, short enough around here the way it is. Instead of those thoughts, let's dwell on some thoughts like celebrating Dollar Bill Day. It's on Thursday. It was the anniversary of when our monetary system was born, the one we use to this day in the United States. It was born on 1786. Or you could celebrate something a little bit more frugal. Wait until Sunday, start a fire, and celebrate National S'mores Day. However you roll, please celebrate responsibly. Now, since we have plenty to get to, let's do a quick pivot and jump into some news together. So let's start off with an update on a past news item. You might remember young Josh McKinney. He's the teenager that built the 6x15-foot shed and put it at the end of the driveway of his grandpa's farm to sell bait and snacks to folks looking to go fishing. Well, the county board sent a cease and desist letter because they thought it was a violation of zoning. Well, you'll be happy to know that the board voted and decided not to pursue shutting him down. He has been able to reopen. So if you are in Spooner and maybe want a t-shirt that says Spooner Lake Bait Shop or an ice cream bar, you might even be able to find it on Google. In other news, in what's become a little bit of a tradition here on the Midweek Moment, I'm looking at a press release from the WEC Energy Group. They are based out of Milwaukee. They own many utilities, including the Wisconsin Public Service and We Energies. Their press release says that any stockholders of record that own stock on August 14th will qualify for a dividend payout on September 1st. They will be paying a dividend, and this marks the 32nd consecutive quarter dating back to 1942 that the company will have paid a dividend to its stockholders. That is part of what your energy bills are going to, and 332 consecutive quarters is a long time, and I'm sure it's not going away anytime soon. In other news, let's look at a little bit of an economy update here for Wisconsin. Headline number one, looks like investment from venture capital and angel funds and other equity investors. They invested in Wisconsin companies, and it's been a solid amount, but it's actually at the lowest level. 2024 was the lowest level that had been at in 6 years. So the Wisconsin Technology Council says not to worry, just putting it on your radar. If it's a little bit of an indicator of the economy or not, who knows? Maybe it's a shift in what they're doing, but that is what that headline reads. Headline number two, we're actually going to look at a study by the Brookings Institute where they looked across the United States. What are the metropolitan areas that are the best and biggest hotspots for AI? Two of them, the superstars, are in California. Silicon Valley, not surprising there. The next category is star hubs. These are areas like New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Washington. There's a lot of the major cities that are showing up on this list. Chicago, Atlanta, Seattle. Then we get a little further down the list. We're running into some college towns like Ann Arbor, Boulder, Colorado. Looks like Phoenix, Gainesville, Florida, Columbus, Ohio, both college towns. Those are all star hubs. Well, the next category, emerging centers, areas that are well primed to really explode. Number two on that emerging centers list is Madison, Wisconsin. There's only one AI data center that is proposed for Dane County, as far as I know right now. There's a couple other ones around, but it is the hub for some of these areas that could be exploding. Racine Kenosha has a number of them. They're popping up all over the place, at least the idea of them. So that is where Wisconsin sits in what's going to probably be a major economy moving forward. In other news, something almost happened in the legislature this week. There was one committee that was going to meet and vote on a couple of bills that they had already heard testimony on, and that one meeting got canceled. So it gives you an idea that they are really true to form, and they're following through on the fact that they are really taking a break and out of the Capitol, and will be back in September. And finally, let's bring it home with a quote from President Lyndon B. Johnson, who said, "I don't suppose we will ever get to the point where people are pleased to pay taxes, but we owe it to them to see that the collection is done as efficiently as possible, as courteously as possible, and always honestly." Definitely spot on. Next, we should start talking about the spending. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. The Wisconsin Property Taxpayers, Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every s'mores-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.